Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
show full of firsts, this may be another one. Leading off our lineup of jazz cats on this new hour of Neon Jazz Together is a top-shelf French horn player. Mr. Julius Watkins has a great handle. With the 1956 song Little Delilah. In fact, in 1960 and 61, Julius won the Downbeat Critics Poll for Miscellaneous Instrument, and that would be the French horn. This Detroit native began with the French horn when he was 9 years old. By the late 1940s, he had played some... French horn solos with Kenny Clarke and Bab Gonzalez on some of their record projects. After moving to the Big Apple and following 3 years in the Manhattan School of Music, gigs with legends began coming along, most notably with Thelonious Monk, Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, Phil Woods, Gil Evans, Johnny Griffin, and the list goes on and on and on. With Charlie Rouse, he co-led the group Les Jazz Modes from 1956 to 59, and he toured with the great Quincy Jones and his band from 1959 to 61. His life was rather short-lived, as we would call it, in mortal years. He left us at the age of 55, but the sounds live on forever. In fact, from 1994 to 98, an annual Julius Watkins Jazz Horn Festival was held in New York, honoring his legacy. And then after an 11-year break, another Julius Watkins Festival was held in 2009 in Seattle, and it would not end there. In 2012, the 7th annual Julius Watkins Jazz Horn Festival was held at the Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. And to this day, we don't have another one scheduled, but don't count it out. Julius and the French horn will never fade away, baby. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the famous Mutual Musicians Foundation and all of those friendly jazz ghosts, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to roll with the jazz. And keeping with that promise, here's the great Jack Harris with his orchestra in tow with the 1930s rich tune, Plain Jane.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Offshore, out where the sun sets, far into the night, lights will turn to shadows as a ship with my dreams fades out of sight. Offshore, deep into darkness, you come into view. Out there on our island, smiling at me through the haze in the blue, my misty eyes will always be crying. Regret the day they let you go. My lonely heart will always be sighing for you. Darling, you should know that I miss you so. Offshore, that's where my heart goes. Till then, always look offshore, dear, for me. I'll never yearn anymore once I return from offshore.
That was talented jazz musician Ethel Ennis with the 1955 tune Offshore off the album Lullabies for Losers. Her first instrument was piano in high school, but her natural vocal ability soon won out and Jubilee Records took notice. Her first LP was in 1955 with a track off the album that we just listened to. And in 1958, she took a six-year hiatus from recording and toured Europe with the great Benny Goodman. I bet that was a good one. Hiatus was the way she rolled through her career. Her best return from those absences was in 1973 when, legend has it, the Democrat was invited to sing at the reinauguration of Richard Nixon. Her unusual a cappella rendition of the national anthem was a shocking delight for all in the crowd. Our next voice on this hour of Neon Jazz Together is from the great Kate Hammett Vaughn with her 2003 tune, Devil May Care.
No cares for me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care, no blues, no woes. Whatever comes later goes, that's why I take and I give. Devil may care. And when the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. Only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He's never wise who tries to revise what's past and gone. You gotta live your life today, let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help when you cry. That's why I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care, no cares for me. I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love, I've learned to live. Devil may care, no blues, no woes. Whatever comes later goes. That's why I take and give. Devil may care, when the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets is gonna lose the night. Only a fool dreams that he can hold back the dawn. He's never wise who tries to revise what's past and gone. Just live your life today. Let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh. He doesn't help when you cry. That's why I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care. Devil may care. No blues, no woes. Whatever comes later goes. That's why I take and I give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. I know that only a fool dreams that he can hold back the dawn. He's never wise who tries to revise what's past and gone. He gotta live your life today and let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop or sigh. It doesn't help when you cry. That's why I'll live and I'll die.
Director of the Mutual Musicians Foundation International, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Told me beside you. I am coming to lose a smog, and I feel to be a cog and something turning. Maybe it is just the time of year. Maybe it's the time of man. I don't know who I am, but you know, life is for learning. We are stars. We're golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden.
That was the talented Canadian-born jazz singer, songwriter, pianist, and all-around talent, Lila Bialy, with the 2012 song Woodstock Live in Concert. This Juno Award-nominated performer and Vancouver native has performed with the likes of Sting, Dave Brubeck, Diana Krall, Paula Cole, Suzanne Vega, and many others in the recording world. From the age of four, she started banging all of those notes out on the keys and has not stopped since. And good for us. This next musical dandy on this show is a cool one. Here's the Bill Irwin Group with the tune A Swingin' Samba off the 2010 album Seduction. We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was jazz and rhythm and blues musician Ernie Watts with the tune Clinton Parkview off the 2006 album Analog Man. Ernie is good on the sax, tenor, alto, or soprano, along with the flute. Over the years, he got his name known working with Charlie Hayden's Quartet West, touring with the Rolling Stones in 1981, and he appeared in their movie in 1982, the film Let's Spend the Night Together. He also played the mystery horn solo on Frank Zappa's 1972 album, The Grand Wazoo. These days, he tours Europe twice a year with his own quartet and is often featured in Asia, which they love the jazz, and takes part in summer jazz festivals all over the world. Living the good life, Ernie is.
Oh, I was reading an article of thought about you today. It was in a Time magazine. One of a commentator with regards to the death of comedian Robin Williams,
yes,
made a jazz comparison, which I thought was really interesting. He compared, said that Robin was one of a kind. But in the comparison to the great comedians of the past, he referred to Lenny Bruce as Louis Armstrong, Jonathan Winters as Charlie Parker, and then he referred to Robin Williams as Sun Ra.
Wow.
That works, doesn't it?
That does definitely work.
For the free spirit that Sun Ra was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know, Jonathan Winters was, as far as I'm concerned, Charlie Parker was the king and Winters was, and those two work together, so yeah, it's good that they're in the same universe. I would not have thought of Sun Ra, though, although he was definitely the cat that was the wayest out there in the jazz world. He was from Saturn. He was so far out there.
Yep. The writer mentions that.
Yeah.
What do we got next?
Let's see what we got. Here's another duo that knows how to make some music together. This is Don Thompson and Walter Martello with the 2011 song East of the Sun.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the cool tone flugelhornist Jackie Coon with his friends with the tune Back in Your Own Backyard. The Southern California native was inspired to play trumpet after hearing Louis Armstrong's West End Blues, and who wouldn't? He spent a few months with Jack T. Carden's band and had gigs with Charlie Barnett, Louis Prima, and the great Earl Father Hines. Word has it that his decision to stay in California and not move to the East Coast ensured that fame was not going to be a part of his particular fortune. He worked for 9 years at Disneyland, played regular gigs at local clubs, and appeared at jazz festivals, and just had a nice little jazz life, and now he's getting played on this station here in KC. With a legend on the drum kit, here's Louis Belson with his big band in tow, next on Neon Jazz, with the 1979 song Deliverance off his album Dynamite. Again, that was Louis Bellson with his great big band with the tune Deliverance. And before we deliver you away from this hour of jazz, we are going to leave with one cool tune from the great Jackie Davis. With the tune Constantly off a compilation called Hammond Organ Classics. And this dude was doing the Hammond before Jimmy Smith, and he brought it right to the forefront. And with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the original cool guy over there on the Hammond microphone, Mr. John Christopher.
Yep.
That is him.
Just playing my microphone here.
That's right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We'd love to know what you dig or not. Request a song or two. We are here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most, baby. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Smooth jazz here on a smooth here in the Lava Lamp series as we play some beautiful music here of the jazz trio, and it makes you want to leave music with these split reeds of Benzedrine.
Followed by David Sanborn with a mouth full of lemon heads.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick. We need heat in the apartment.
Neon Jazz.